presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
And now, Superman, strange visitor from another world who has come down to Earth as the champion of the weak and the oppressed. When we last saw him, Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, was in the library of Stone House in the suburb of Brentwood, attempting to revive Dr. George Haven Beecham, world-famous scientist and explorer, who had been struck by a poison dart which came through the window. Outside in the dark, mysterious brown figures from the jungles of South America are besieging Stone House in an attempt to recover the sacred emerald of the Incas, which Dr. Beecham brought back from his latest expedition. Elsie, the doctor's daughter, has vanished, and so has his native servant, Zingri. As our story continues today, an hour has passed. The taxi driver whom Superman found on the ground has fled in terror to the cellar. Dr. Beecham is rapidly recovering as Kent bends anxiously over him. Listen.
What's that? 2 o'clock, Doctor. It'll be daylight in another couple of hours. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm quite all right. But Elsie, Kent, where's my daughter?
Doctor, I don't know.
She's out there somewhere, Kent. They've got her, those murderous natives.
I don't think so, Doctor. I don't know where she is, but I don't think they've got her.
That taxi driver, where's he?
Scared out of his wits. He's down in the cellar.
Kent, the door. They're trying again. Block it up.
Stay back, Doctor. I'll handle this.
What are you doing, man? Don't open it.
Oh, quick. Quick.
Doctor, did you hear that? Elsie, your daughter.
Elsie, darling.
Miss Beecham.
Oh, help me, quickly.
Who's that with you? Great Scott.
Zingri. It's Zingri.
Oh,
get him inside.
Dad, he's hurt. He's dying.
Get him in and close the door, quick.
Oh, Dad, he's been struck with poison darts. Can you help him? Save him?
Who was it?
Two little brown men. They broke into the house and carried me away. Zingri followed and fought them off. Oh, but he couldn't escape their darts.
Here, lend a hand, Kent.
Right.
Get him up on the couch.
All right, Doctor. I have him. There. How is he?
He's bad, I'm afraid. No more serum.
Oh, please, Dad.
Miss Beecham, how did you know who he was?
Mr. Kent, he told me. When he fought off the brown men, he asked me who I was. And when I told him, he said, "You come quick. I, Zingri." Oh, Dad, can't you help him?
I'm afraid I can't, Elsie. It's too late.
Doctor, you mean...
Yes, the poison on the darts acts fast.
Oh, don't let him die. He saved my life.
He did his duty, Elsie. He was a faithful servant.
Doctor, look.
Yes, I know, Kent. I'm afraid that's the end.
Oh.
Doctor, you're sure? There's nothing you can do?
No, it's all over, Kent. We'd better carry him into the other room.
All right.
That's it. Easy.
Right. There we are.
Now, close the door, Kent.
All right, Doctor.
Oh, it's so dreadful. Dad, what's it all about? What does it mean?
I really think we ought to know that, Doctor. You started to tell me once before, just before the poison dart struck
you. Dad, did they hit you?
No, it's all right, Elsie. Nothing happened. It was just a graze, and Kent helped out quite nicely.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, perfectly. Look at me.
You're awfully pale.
Oh, naturally. He's been through a good deal, Miss Beecham. Yes, and so have you. I really think you'd both better sit down.
Yes. Yes, here on the Davenport, Elsie. Are you sure that poor Zingri really fought off the Azatlans?
Fought off what, Doctor?
Azatlan Indians, Kent. From the headwaters of the Orinoco. That's who those fellows outside are.
But, Dad, please, what's it all about? Why were you hiding in this house? Oh, we've been so worried.
Oh, it's a long story. I'll make it as short as I can. Now listen, both of you. You know what an emerald looks like.
Why, of course.
What's the biggest emerald you ever saw or heard of?
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
Well, there's the Star of the Andes and the Southern Flame. They're pretty big.
That's right, but never mind carats. Let's talk about inches. The star's about an inch across, and the flame maybe an inch and a half.
Yes.
What would you say to an emerald carved in the form of a statue, the statue of a god?
Well, it would have to be pretty small.
3 inches wide, and every bit of 8 inches high.
What? A genuine emerald that big?
Dr. Beecham, it hardly seems possible.
I don't wonder you're surprised, Kent. Well, that's what I brought back with me from the jungles of South America. And that's why I've been hiding out back of an electrified fence guarded by the most vicious pair of dogs I could buy.
But why?
Dad, who's trying to get the emerald back?
The Azatlan Indians, Elsie. For thousands of years, literally, it's been the most sacred idol of the tribe.
Well, Well, Dr. Beecham, how in the world did you get it?
I stole it.
Did you say you stole it?
I had to. It was the only way. I had to have that emerald. You can imagine what it might be worth as a gem.
Oh, millions, at least.
Yes, probably, but entirely beyond its money value, which I don't care a thing about because I mean to give it back eventually. It has another value, completely beyond price.
But I don't understand.
Well, Elsie, thousands of years ago, the ancestors of the Azatlans were one of the great nations of the earth. They were called the Immortal People because they held the Emerald God. We don't know much about them, but we know that much.
Go on, Doctor.
Dad, what did the emerald have to do with it?
That's what we've never been able to find out. That is the great secret. You remember Ponce de Leon?
The Spanish explorer?
Wait, he tried to find the Fountain of Youth.
Yes, just so. He was following rumors. He'd heard of the secret and he'd tried to find it. But he failed. And where he failed, I hope I may have succeeded.
My good heavens.
Dr. Beecham, you can't mean it.
Kent, in some way, I don't pretend to know how, a great secret is wrapped up in that emerald carving. The secret of the full life. The life without any of the faults that trouble us today. Without greed, without envy, without hatred. Possibly the secret of life itself is hidden in that stone.
Doctor, what can you do with it?
Every inch of that little statue is covered with engravings, ancient writings.
And you're trying to decipher those writings?
Yes, I'm trying, Elsie. So far I have not succeeded, but I intend to keep on working.
Yes, but Doctor, it's too dangerous. You can't possibly keep on working.
Oh, Kent, you don't understand. If I can unlock that secret, the secret of the immortals, imagine what it will mean, not for me, but for the whole human race.
Dad, what is it? What is the secret?
Elsie, I haven't any idea. It may be a formula, a secret of chemistry or physics, something that was discovered once and then lost.
And you're sure it's contained in the carvings on the statue?
Well, what else? If not, why did the old tribes guard it so carefully? They knew too much for plain idol worship.
Did you say the emerald was in a safe upstairs?
Yes. Would you like to see it?
But Doctor, if I were you, I'd leave it there. We still don't know what's going on outside.
He may be right, Dad.
You haven't decided yet how you're going to go on tomorrow and the next day. What you're going to do from now on.
He is right. Things can't go on like this.
What about calling in the police, Doctor? Or taking the emerald to a museum and working on it there?
Dad, what's the matter?
What is it, Doctor?
Quiet. Upstairs. I thought I heard something.
Great heavens, that was an explosion.
Upstairs! Doctor, it was in that room. Quick!
Oh, Dad, be careful.
The safe. They've blown in the side of the house.
Oh, look. Look, the whole second floor is coming down.
Doctor, look out. Come back. Doctor!
Stairway. It's blocked off.
We can't get up that way now.
Quick, the back stairs. We may head them off.
Go ahead, Doctor. You and your daughter try the other way. I'll stay here.
You two may not be able to get through here, and Clark Kent might not be able to either. But Superman can, and it's time he tried. Whole upper floors come right down the staircase. Ceiling and all. But it won't take long to clear out a little thing like that.
Kent, where are you?
Oh, Dad, no!
We're blocked in. Kent, where are you?
Now what? Something's happened. A wall must have fallen in behind them. It's all right. I'm coming.
I can't see. It's so dark.
Kent, the safe. Where's the safe? What did they do?
Almost through. Get this beam out of the way. Now then. If I can get through to that room, and I think I can.
Oh, Mr. Kent, is that you?
I can't see a thing. Light a match quickly.
Half a second, Doctor.
Oh, here's the match.
I have one.
Great heavens, look. The safe. It's blown wide open.
Oh, Dad, you can't get to it. The floor's all blown away.
It's just resting across a beam.
Kent, they've got it. They blew the safe and took the emerald. The emerald of the Incas is gone.
Oh, Mr. Kent, don't try to get to that window. You'll fall.
No. Listen, both of you. Don't you hear something? Listen.
Yes, it's an airplane. They're getting away in an airplane.
Well, that couldn't be. There isn't room enough. Well, they couldn't get off the ground.
I know an airplane engine when I hear one. And look, there it goes.
No, it's an airplane, but not the kind you think. Miss Beecham, Doctor, look. They're getting away in an autogyro. Look, up there.
Rising over the trees from the grounds of Stone House is a weird, ungainly object. Huge propeller whirling, ascending almost vertically in the night air. Have the brown men from the dark jungle made off with the emerald of the Incas? Is the secret of the immortal people lost beyond recall? Or will Superman recover it? Be with us again next time and follow the story. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.